Lord, teach us to pray. We have gathered here to pray. That's why we're here. But we can still grow in the ways of prayer. And since the Mass is the greatest prayer that we have, that we do together, it seemed maybe it would be a good idea just to see what the Mass can teach us about the contents, the elements of our prayer. So we begin the Mass each time with the sign of the cross. And the point of the sign of the cross is to bring us to awareness of God's presence with us. God is always present to us, but we're not always present to God. And so we need that reminder. The Christian brothers have a habit in their prayer of beginning it by saying, "Let us remember that we are in the holy presence of God." It's a good way. It's a good way to start, because it means that we're there and we're engaged and we're not simply muttering words. We're actually praying. And then we turn to the confession of sins. We are not to be like the Pharisee in the temple who stood up and made a prayer that was essentially a boast about what he did. I did this, I did that, I am great, I am fine, I am wonderful. You know, there's my prayer. That's not us. We're sinners. And we need to recognize that, because only sinners can receive the mercy of God. The Pharisees couldn't receive a thing because they didn't think they needed anything. But we know that we are a people who need, and so we remember that we are sinners. And then we hear the scriptures. St. Teresa of Avila was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, expert on prayer in our whole tradition. And she said that prayer is an intimate conversation with the one we know loves us. That's prayer. And so, yes, we can speak in prayer, but we also need to listen. And how does God speak to us? How are the ways that God speaks to us? He speaks to us through our own personal history. He speaks to us through our families and our friends and co-workers and fellow students and whoever else there might be who's in our lives. But especially, he speaks to us through his scripture, through his word. And when we ponder his word, we don't grasp it all. It's beyond us. But there will always be a piece, a section, a part, here or there, that does speak to us. And that's what we listen to, because that is the Lord's word to us, adapting the scriptures to our personal situations. After the creed, we make our prayers a petition. And we know about that. That's what we're good at. But the prayers of petition remind us that when we pray, we not only pray for our own needs and those around us and those we love, it's good to pray for them, but we also need to pray for the whole church and for the whole world. Our prayer embraces all of creation. And then we have the bread and wine come up with the offerings. That prayer is the prayer of self-surrender. And we only gradually come to be able to enter into it. The bread and wine are brought up, and they are presented to God. And with them, we are presented to God. And we are presented to God in a way that means that we are ready for whatever God is asking. And we don't even know what it is. But we unite ourselves with the offering of Jesus. As he offered himself totally to the Father, so we offer ourselves with him to the Father. And that makes our offering acceptable. And then we have the great prayer of thanksgiving. It's called the Eucharistic prayer, which is a fancy word for thanksgiving. We thank God for what God has done for us in Christ. We recall Jesus' life and death and resurrection and realize that it is for us. The whole point of having Mass is that the whole reality of Jesus' death and resurrection is here on this altar for us so that we can be part of it. It's amazing that a God would love us that deeply, to share with us that deeply his life and his love. And so we thank God, we bless God who has given us this sacrifice, this Jesus, this Lord, this Savior. And then we receive communion. We receive this Jesus, receive his own body and blood. He comes closer to us than we are to ourselves because he loves us that deeply and wants to be in union with us. All through our lives, we've been looking for somebody who would know us and love us so deeply that we would be one with that one. And Jesus is the one who does that. He loves us utterly, knows us fully, and God wants to be in communion with us. Now, the best way of doing that, obviously, is to receive the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood in communion and at Mass. But that union is there all the time. And we can always be in union with Jesus if we remember to do it. And so it can be part of our prayer. So, are all of these elements present every time we pray? I don't think so. But if there are any of these elements that never show up in our prayer, we're probably missing out on something. And so we're invited today to a prayer that's alive, to a prayer that's full and real. And that prayer can be ours if we ask the Father, as Jesus told us to do, to ask the Father to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.